The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Wanted to read to you from Psalm 100. Such a great psalm. It says this, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God." Jesus is Lord, and the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Have you done that today? Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Listen, no matter what's going on in your life, the Lord is good, the Lord loves you, and the Lord is faithful and true. You can trust Him even in the toughest times of life. As Job said, "Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him." Well, today is the Truth of It Tuesday. We started this last week, and it's a book giveaway that we're starting. And for those of you that know, I wrote a brand new book. It came out in May. It's called The Devil's Newsroom, Muting Satan's Fake News and Tuning Into God's Truth. It's a book that exposes the lies of the devil, and we want to get this book from my hands into your hands. And you can get a free autographed copy sent to you as you enter the drawing. You can just go to fromhisheart.org/newsroom, fromhisheart.org/newsroom, and you can sign up to receive this book. I think it'll be a blessing to you. I think it'll really open your eyes to how the devil works in the life of an unbeliever and in the life of a believer. The devil only works through lies. That's all he's got. He's a liar and the father of lies. And how do we recognize his lies? By shining the light of truth on all the lies. And so go to fromhisheart.org/newsroom and enter into this book giveaway. I'd love to get a copy of this to you. And you can always go to thedevilsnewsroom.com, thedevilsnewsroom.com, and find out more and get a copy. So today we want to talk about something that is on the hearts and minds of many parents and many students as we start to wind down July, and that is college. College is getting ready to crank up. And I've entitled this program, A Christian and the College Experience. You know, we hear a lot about people today saying, don't go to college. College is a scam. You'll come out of there unless you're going to get a degree in engineering or medicine or accounting, something that's useful and something that you really need training that you can't get outside of college. You get a liberal arts degree, that's not going to be very helpful in the business world. Now, I'm all for education when it comes to theology. I think seminary and a theological education are important. But there are very few schools that are solid schools in the way I think. And one of the schools that I always recommend is Liberty University. Dr. Chris Schroeder got his doctorate from Liberty University. We have many in our church that went to Liberty University. And today we have my friend Glenn Clary on the program. He served on the pastoral staff at Anchorage Baptist Temple for many years with Dr. Jerry Prevost. And then when Dr. Prevost became the interim president at Liberty University, He brought on Glenn from Anchorage to become the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Alliances, and he's been doing that now for a couple of years. And so, Glenn, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning, Jeff, and thank you for having me today. It's a delight to be with you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, brother. I got to meet Glenn at the Southern Baptist Convention, and he's one of these guys, you meet him and you instantly feel like you've known him for a long time. We had lots in common that we could talk about. And so, Glenn, I want our listeners to know about your life. You know, I think when we hear of people living in Alaska, that's almost like living in another country. So are you an Alaskan native?
No, I'm not Alaskan. I was born in Savannah, Georgia, raised in Springfield, Missouri, and spent 43 and a half years in Anchorage, Alaska, ministering there at the Anchorage Baptist Temple.
All right. Now, what kind of church is Anchorage Baptist Temple?
It's an independent Baptist church, and we reach out to the entire community. We were the largest church there in Alaska. We had 750 students in our K through 12 Christian school there. And God just developed a great ministry up there under the leadership of Dr. Jerry Prevost. And we had a wonderful decades of serving him and seeing people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
And you were on staff there for how long, Glenn?
43 and a half years.
Wow. Okay, so you wore a lot of hats over those 43 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, several hats. And was started out as the youth minister and then moved into the adult ministries, oversaw a lot of business administration, oversaw the maintenance department, contracts, got into politics because they had outlawed churches in Alaska to where they couldn't expand the planning and zoning department. So we got some rules and regulations changed so that there could be a by right use there on properties if they met certain criteria, which churches didn't enjoy until that was completed. And we were successful in getting that done, which launched us also with Dr. Falwell in the early 80s with the advent of the Moral Majority. We partnered with him and got involved in the Alaska politics up there and worked alongside of many great people up there to preserve Alaska and keep it from becoming the devil's state, if you will.
There you go. Okay, so your last position at Anchorage Baptist Temple was what?
My wife and I, for the last 16 years of our ministry up there, we taught the Marriage Matters class, and we reached out to a lot of married couples. We had both Fort Rich and Elmendorf, their military installations there in Anchorage, and plus the community-wide. We reached out to many, many, many couples and developed teaching and principles from God's Word on how to have a great marriage, how to keep your marriage together, how to raise your children, how to take care of your finances. Mm-hmm. And so we taught on marriage matters, and it was a double meaning. Marriage does matter, and marriage has a lot of matters that you need to get straight.
That's for sure. Okay, so that's a huge deal. You were there for 43 years to uproot from your now home, Anchorage, to move to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. How did that come about, Glenn?
Well, working alongside Dr. Prevost for so many years, we clicked together, and we understood one another, and we knew how to help one another. And when he called and said, hey, I'd like for you to come down and help me here, boy, it took some prayer because all three of our children lived there with their spouses. Mm-hmm. And all seven of our grandchildren. So my wife and I prayed about it. We got peace about it. And so we decided to move down in 2021, I believe it was, to come here to Liberty University and to serve and to take up this department of strategic partnerships and alliances and reach out with all of my connections politically, because I was the state chairman for the Republican Party there in Alaska for a couple of years, as well as the treasurer for the past 16 years. And the vice chair and all that, involved in all of that. And that gave me a lot of connections. And so we stood up this department and we reach out to pastors, churches, CEOs, business leaders, and elected officials across the country, informing them about liberty and trying to find ways that we can partner and build relationships with them and with liberty. Liberty produces some of the greatest graduates, and they make excellent employees. And many of these business leaders and pastors are needing good employees to come alongside them that are biblically based and have a lot of integrity. And so Liberty's producing this product of students, if you will, and we get these students involved in the lives out in the marketplace so that they can do ministry in the marketplace as well as fulfill their God-given gifts for employment. And we want to be a blessing to not only the pastors and the churches and the, but also to the CEOs, the business leaders. And we have several students who work on Capitol Hill in many of the House of Representatives and U.S. Senate offices as staff. And we just appreciate that presence so that we can have that that little bit of influence there in the political arena.
Amen. Well, I mentioned this to you, Glenn, that Dr. Jerry Falwell came to First Baptist Texarkana about a year and a half before the Lord took him home. And he shared the story of the church, Thomas Road Baptist Church, started in the Donald Duck Bottling Company. As you know, that's a very famous story. And Jerry talked about scrubbing the floors that had this syrup and sticky stuff all over it, and started that church, and then had a vision for Liberty University called Liberty Baptist College, I think, when it began. And I still remember years ago seeing him on television just showing the property that he wanted and how he could envision all these buildings and a great university. And, you know, I think one of Dr. Falwell's greatest strengths was he had the gift of faith. He believed God for big things. He didn't rest on his laurels. He was very active, but he believed God, and God used him to build what I believe is the greatest Christian university in the world. Now, is that too grandiose a statement from your perspective?
No, Dr. Falwell was a man of faith, and you could see it. Anytime anybody comes to Liberty University, they come to Liberty Mountain, they see what God is doing here. And Dr. Falwell always gave God the credit. He said, we don't need another academic institution. We need a Liberty University that's going to uphold the biblical principles and worldviews of God's word in the lives of the students that are going to be trained here. Yes, they're going to be trained in other academic arenas, but they're going to have the foundation of a biblical worldview, and they're going to be able to fellowship together and praise and worship together. If you've ever been to one of our convocations, you'll see how the Lord is just working in and through the lives of all the students here. And Dr. Falwell always put the Lord first, and he believed as a man of faith that God had a mission and a purpose for him to start this school and for this school to be God's university. Matter of fact, he made a statement. He said, we would rather see the place be burned to the ground than it ever to cease to be God's university. And that is a profound statement from a man of faith who believes that God gave him the vision to start and build this university. And it wasn't always cookies and cream to begin with. You know, I mean, he struggled to raise money and finance it and get students. And he was so generous with his own personal time with the students, and then generous with getting students here and giving scholarships and helping students who really had a passion to serve God and to learn how to go out into ministry and to provide those scholarships that those students need. So God is doing marvelous things here on Liberty Mountain, and it can all be attributed back to the faith that Dr. Falwell had when he started this in 1971.
Amen. Well, we're talking to Glenn Clary, and he is the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Alliances for Liberty University. Came on board when Jerry Prevost was president. Now he serves under Don DeCosten, who's been a guest on our program, the president, current president of Liberty University. So we're talking about a Christian and the college experience. And so you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We are up against a break, but we'll be right back with more Glenn Clary. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. Do want to remind you, we have the Truth of It Tuesday book giveaway today. And this is week two of this promotion. And so it's my brand new book, The Devil's Newsroom, Muting Satan's Fake News and Tuning into God's Truth. And we're going to give away a book, signed copy of this book every week for the next several weeks. And so to enter, you can just go to fromhisheart.org/newsroom. That's fromhisheart.org/newsroom. Or to find out more about the book, you can go to thedevilsnewsroom.com, thedevilsnewsroom.com, and you can check it out. I'd love to get a copy of the book into your hands. Well, we're talking to my friend Glenn Clary. Glenn was on the pastoral staff at Anchorage Baptist Temple for 43 years. And moved from Georgia to Alaska, and then came on in 2021 at the request of his good friend, Dr. Jerry Prevost. And Jerry Prevost was the interim president at Liberty University, did a tremendous job in a difficult transition, Glenn, when all that blew up with Jerry Falwell Jr. is a huge scandal. I don't think anybody could have handled that better than Jerry Prevost. You were involved in that transition time, knowing Jerry like you do. How did he navigate that difficult time?
Well, Dr. Prevost is a man of God, and he has faith also. He was a dear friend of Dr. Falwell's, and he promised Dr. Falwell that if anything ever happened to him, the Lord took him home, that he would do all he could for Dr. Falwell to preserve liberty and make sure that the ship was headed in the right direction, if you will. And Dr. Prevost has got a pastor's heart, and he's got a brilliant business mind. And he came here with that pastor's heart and just connected with the students and reassured them that Liberty University is headed in the direction of a biblical worldview, and we're going to stay true to the scriptures and true to what God had called Dr. Falwell to put together here on Liberty Mountain. And so with those trust and those steps, that's what Dr. Prevost implemented when he got here. And he did a lot to bring people back together and to reassure pastors across the nation and others that Liberty was here for the right reason, and we're going to preserve the faith and the purpose for why Liberty exists.
Well, I love that. Yes, I love the tagline for Liberty University, training champions for Christ. That comes from the lips of Dr. Falwell when he began the school. Is that not right? And it's continued on?
Yes, absolutely. And that's our plan and our purpose, is to train champions for Christ and to get them into all walks of life with a biblical worldview so they can serve the Lord with their skills, talents, abilities, spiritual gifts, and temperaments, and walk honestly and uprightly with the Lord, knowing what God has empowered them to do and to represent Him.
Glenn, with with parents concerned about the education system in America, and maybe they live in an area where you're just saying, I don't want my kid to go to this public school. I don't trust what they're being taught. They're not honest about what they're teaching my kid. You know, we've heard all the horror stories. How is Liberty University helping parents like that? Because we talked in the break, there's a program that Liberty has to help moms and dads with elementary school kids, middle schoolers, high schoolers. Tell us about that program.
Yes. In 2007, Dr. Falwell and Liberty University saw the need to reach out and provide biblical and academic education to students who are suffering in these public school systems that we have today, who've taken the Bible out of the public school, who's taken God out of the public school, taken prayer out of the public school, and they have embedded all of these humanistic philosophies and embraced the LGBT group and all of these other things. And so that are counter to the scriptures and what God would have these students be raised in. So Liberty University stood up the Liberty University Online Academy, which is an academic program for homeschooling students K through 12. And it provides all of the curriculum that's needed. It is it's just a top-notch program. People can go to liberty.edu/LUOA and look up all of the information that we have there for the students. If parents are interested in extracting their students out of the public school systems and then getting them into an alternative biblical worldview, Christian-based curriculum and school, then they can do that as a homeschool. And then what we're helping to go around, one of our initiatives in my department is to go around the country and help pastors start up initiatives that are co-ops so that the parents can work together within their community and within their church body so that they can not be alone in training their students with homeschooling. And they can have these other parents along with them in this co-op and the church to come alongside them. And one of the purposes of the church is putting together these co-ops is so that the churches can continue to disciple this next generation, not only 1 hour on a Sunday morning, but during the week, along with this education, and they can have an influence on the lives of these young children who are putting in their academic time and growing in grace and knowledge. And they can have a firmer foundation in the Bible, in the scriptures, knowing what God wants them to do. And so Liberty has this program, LUOA, Liberty University Online Academy, K through 12. It's the least expensive in the nation, or one of the least expensive, let me say it that way. And for instance, a kindergarten program is $2,100 a year. An elementary or middle school program is $2,700 a year. And that's for all of the curriculum and everything you need. These are teachers who are accredited teachers. And then the high school program is $3,500 a year, somewhere in there. But these prices are very, very inexpensive for parents to start. And you get the help of our teachers. All of the teachers are certified. The whole program and the academics are accredited. They're accredited by ACSI, and they're accredited by Cognia, and accredited by the Virginia Commonwealth. So they're accredited all across America. And this is information that parents who are interested in getting their children away from these humanistic teachings that are in the public schools, they should look into this.
So Glenn, is that all video-based teaching, or are the parents teaching in accordance with the curriculum?
Well, as a student from a kindergarten, a parent is more involved, but it is all video based, and there is a lot of multimedia incorporated into all of the training sessions to captivate and capture the attention of the students and keep them up on all of the curriculum and keep their interest. So They're very well done, and I suggest that parents go look at it. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee. If they try it and they don't like it, it's not fitting their child mm-hmm. or their life, then certainly Liberty will refund their money. But as the curriculum is put together, and if you look at it and you see some of the videos and you see how it's put together, it is an awesome curriculum. And very, very good for the kids. They get tested, they get degrees, and then Liberty provides for students who are graduating, who go through the program, they're in their senior year, they graduate, they can come to Liberty and actually walk in a commencement service here wow. at Liberty University with cap and gown, the whole works. In That's addition pretty cool. to that, students who graduate from an LUOA program can come to Liberty for 50% off. And wow. if in their junior and senior year, they want to take dual enrollment, they can also, in their dual enrollment, come out with their degree, a two-year degree mm-hmm. or a two-year certificate, whichever track they decide to go on. So it has a lot of options, and it can really propel the student into where God wants them to go.
Yeah.
It's just an excellent program.
How many are currently involved in that, Glenn?
I believe we have nearly 50,000 students that are in it right now.
Wow.
All over the world.
Students yeah.
And this is a 24/7 thing, so it's in the schedule, not necessarily an 8-to-3 schedule.
Right, right.
And usually a full load, a student taking a full load, it takes about 4 hours a day on the middle school and the high school side, elementary mm-hmm. through high school.
And that's teaching all difficult subjects, chemistry, physics, all that stuff.
It's got math, science, English, Bible, and then after those basics, then the student and the parent picks what other topics they want. If the student is excelling in math, they can pick go and do trigonometry and algebra and geometry and all of those. They can do engineering. I mean, there's different tracks that the student can take, and they can determine what their load of interest and then focus on that.
Let me ask you this, Glenn, because we hear a lot. I've heard Jordan Peterson say this, that, you know, parents don't send your kid to college. We've heard the horror stories. People go to college. They take on all these student loans. They get some stupid degree, you know, gender studies or something like that, or some liberal arts degree that you can't really do anything with. You know, I think that obviously if you're going to be an engineer, you're going to go into medicine. As I said at the top of the program, if you're going to go into pastoral work, you need to be trained. But it seems like so much of the education that we can get now, it can be online, can be on YouTube for different things. What would you say to the parent that says, I don't think it's worth it to send my kid to college?
Well, that parent may be right. That child may not need to go to college. But Liberty has a trade school also. But whatever, they need the foundation of a good elementary through high school
for sure.
training center. And Liberty saw the need for this, and Liberty provides this. And we also saw the need for coming out of a university with a minimal debt or no debt. And so that's why we offer this 50% off program and your dual enrollment to have 2 years under your belt by the time you get to a university.
Right.
So Liberty sees the need for this. We're not interested in students accumulating a lot of debt. We want to help them. We want to help them with scholarships. Mm-hmm. Our School of Divinity prepares so many students for the ministry in a variety of different ways, whether it's mission or pastors or music and it's so forth, and on and on and on it goes for ministry. And our School of Divinity does a great job with that. So we have over 700 different academic degrees here at Liberty University, and the student and the parent needs to decide for themselves what's best for them.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Glenn, how does Liberty University deal with things that come up with younger people, the LGBTQ agenda that has hit so many campuses, all this anti-Semitic stuff that has hit so many campuses? How does Liberty University keep that stuff away?
Well, what I've seen Liberty University do is... number one, they support Israel. Number two, on the LGBTQ thing, we love the individual, not necessarily the sin, no matter if that's the sin or some other sin, but you love the individual. You love God and you love others. You love people. So that's the message that we use, and that's the message that we purport. Now, we're not going to get wound up and tied up in the public policy and in any of those type of political issues. So we're not in favor of that because it's not biblical. It's not what God commands.
Mm-hmm. So when a student signs up to go to Liberty, they have to sign off on the statement of faith that Liberty upholds to?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They have to read through that. And then we have what's called the Liberty Way, which kind of gives the students the direction and what we expect here at Liberty, so that we can really promote the Lord Jesus Christ living in and through the students here as they pursue their academic degrees.
So for you, Glenn, this part of your career, you probably never saw yourself in your ministry ending up at a university, I would think, as you're at a church staff for all those years. How has that been for you personally to transition into this role that you're currently serving in?
You know, President Prevost and Dr. Costin are giving me an opportunity of a lifetime. I talk to pastors and deal with folks in churches all of the time, and it's a delight to communicate with them and to help them understand why Liberty University is here, what Liberty University can do for them, and how we can partner together. God has given me the ability to build relationships, and that's what I love to do. And I appreciate this time and our time there at the Southern Baptist Convention that we stood and shared stories together.
Yes.
And it was marvelous, Pastor Jeff, just to connect with you. And that's what I love to do. And Amen. So I Amen. Just appreciate
let me break in here, Glenn, because we're up against a break. But you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm talking to Glenn Clary, the former pastor, pastoral staff at Anchorage Baptist Church, and the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Alliances for Liberty University. We'll be right back.
This July, we celebrate the birth of our nation and remember the heroes who fought for our freedoms. But did you know there are Americans today who don't have the freedom of life and liberty? Every day, unborn babies' very lives are under attack. But because of preborn, we can rescue them.
I got to hear and see my baby for the first time. Hearing the heartbeat made me cry, and it was certain that I was going to keep my baby forever.
Ultrasounds save lives. And when you save a life at a preborn network clinic, you often save a soul, as over 85,000 women have come to know Christ. To learn more about preborn's life-saving work, call pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible. Your love can save a life.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and this is the Truth of It Tuesday book giveaway. We started this last week. My brand new book, The Devil's Newsroom, Muting Satan's Fake News and Tuning Into God's Truth. And this is a book that exposes the lies of the devil with the truth of God's word. We'd love to get a copy of this into your hands. And so we're having a book giveaway every Tuesday. So you can go to fromhisheart.org/newsroom, fromhisheart.org/newsroom to enter into this drawing for a autographed book sent to you. And if you don't win, I encourage you to go to thedevilsnewsroom.com, thedevilsnewsroom.com, and you can check out the book there. It's on audio and it's in hardback. I think it'll be a blessing to you. We're talking to my friend Glenn Clary. He is the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Alliances for Liberty University, and we're talking about a Christian and the college experience. And in this segment, we'd love to take your call, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question for Glenn Clary, he'd be more than happy to talk to you. And so, Glenn, let me ask you this. When we think about a Christian and the college experience, you know, one of the downsides of parents don't send your kids to college is a good breeding ground to kind of grow up, and you're independent and you're kind of kicked out of the nest, so to speak, but you're not necessarily out in the work world, and I have to make it on my own. I still remember I went to the University of Texas, and it was, hold on to your hat here, Glenn, it was $4 a semester hour when I went to the University of Texas back in 1980 to 1984. Now it's, I don't know how many zeros you add per semester hour, but college has gotten so expensive. And so a school like Liberty University, if you have to pay full tuition and room and board and all that stuff, what are parents looking at? What kind of a price tag per year?
Well, it depends, of course, if they're going to live on campus. But it's about $25,000 to $32,000 a year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. And that's probably on the low side for a private Christian school, isn't it not?
Yeah. We, for 7 years, we did not even increase our tuition. It's only this year that we've had to increase our tuition a little bit. And so it's inched up a little bit this year, but we try to keep the tuition costs down because we don't want to be a burden on the students, but we do have to pay for the overhead and everything that we have going on here. So.
Yeah, and beautiful facilities. I've seen the photographs of the campus and the videos of the campus. It's just to think about that being a vacant piece of property way back when Dr. Falwell could envision all those things, really is amazing. You know, I think it was his final book that he wrote. I'm trying to remember the Faith to Move Mountains or something like that. But it was very inspiring where he kind of told the story of how God, you know, responded to his prayers and to his faith. And, you know, I read that and I just thought, you know, I want to be a man that believes God for big things. And I think it's the William Carey famous quote, you know, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. And that's what Jerry Falwell did.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dr. Prevost used to have this phrase, listen, if God lays something on your heart, try it, and if it works out, give the credit to God, because that's where it belongs. And you know, God can bless things that we can't. We can do things, but we can't bless them. And God does the blessing. And when he pours his blessing on something that you're working on for him, the sky's the limit, if you will.
Yeah. Very good. Well, so where do you see, with your role in creating these strategic partnerships, how do you see that playing out, let's say, in the next 5 years?
I want to meet with as many pastors who would be interested in starting co-op schools within their churches. We have churches that their facilities lay dormant 5 days a week, 6 days a week, and we have students that go to these public schools that they need to have an education alternative. And these churches, I'm suggesting that these churches stand up and start these co-op schools using our curriculum, because it's biblical based, but do it so that they can fulfill the Great Commission of discipling the next generation. Mm-hmm. I hear pastors say all the time, listen, what's on my heart is I want to disciple kids. Well, how in the world are you going to disciple if you only have that child or that teen or that preteen in your congregation one day a week on a Sunday, and just an hour and a half to 2 hours at the most, and have your youth pastor pour into them, or have them in the main service and hear the word that you preach. How are you going to disciple them? One of the best ways I see is to start a co-op school. And as you start a co-op school, you're cooperating with the parents and the students, and the church are working together to bring the students in using this curriculum, the LUOA curriculum, so that the church does not have to hire a bunch of teachers. The church only needs to hire people who are going to be there to help, or the parents come in and help if they're not working. But the student is getting a quality education and getting the discipleship aspect of the Christian life from the pastor, from the youth pastor, from the children's minister, as they pour into the lives of these young children also. So that's what I want to do. I want to show pastors how they can do this successfully. And I know their plates are full, but this needs to be done. And if we're going to make an impact on the next generation for the cause of Christ, we must do something different than what we're doing now.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. We have David on the line from Virginia. David, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello. I have a question for Brother Cleary. If I heard right, when he was at Anchorage Baptist, he talked about having a class for marriage, family, stuff like that. Is that a curriculum that's purchasable?
Can he get that?
No, that was basically a...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Pastor Jeff, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he was asking Glenn if he could buy what you were teaching at Anchorage Baptist.
No, I don't have it in print or anything. It was information that I put together from God's word and from other sources, and delivered it as I saw the need in the lives of the couples that we ministered to. My wife and I did develop a Marriage Matters seminar, and we have put those on at different churches down here in the Lower 48. We put it on there in Anchorage. It's a two-day seminar. If you're interested in that, you can contact Pastor Jeff, and he can let me know that you're interested, and you and I can talk more about how to do something like that.
Are you, Glenn, are you still doing those, or have you kind of had to put that over to the side?
No, I'm starting to do them again. I was asked by a church and a pastor to do one this coming February, close here in Virginia. And so I'll be putting one on in February.
Very good. Yeah, so David, you can just email me, Pastor Jeff at fromhisheart.org, and I can get you information. Debbie and I did a lot of that with Family Life Ministries, and we also will do marriage conferences. We did a lot of them when we were 15 years with Family Life, and traveled around the country with them, and did marriage weekends. Very, very important. And as Glenn said, you know, marriage matters, because there are marriage is important, and there are matters in marriage that can cause problems, and so we need to learn how to communicate, how to deal with conflict, all those important things. So, anything else for him, David?
No, thanks, fellas.
Okay, thank you, brother. Well, we have Randy on the line from Georgia. Randy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, Pastor Shreve and Mr. Cleary. I think my question is following on to the previous one. I didn't hear his question because I was on the phone line, but I was wondering about resources for marriage matters that you were teaching in the church in Alaska.
Yeah, so same question. You can, okay. I tell you, Randy, you can touch base with me. I can get you in touch with Glenn and see about him putting you on to some material that can help you. I have a lot of material on marriage sermons and things like that that I've done series in the church to help also in that regard. But anything you want to add to that, Glenn?
Well, there's great books out that you can use as resources. His Needs, Her Needs. The Five Love Languages is a great book for putting in into the Love and Respect is a fabulous book for couples. So as you read through those, you can glean the principles from those books that are straight out of the scriptures, and then make application of those principles in the lives of the married couples that you're teaching or dealing with. And there's a lot of others. I'm leaving so many out. But
Gary Smalley. Yeah, Gary Smalley has some great books on relationships, marriage relationships, and so Dennis and Barbara Rainey, and so lots of good ones there. But appreciate that, Randy. Thanks for the call. We have Jana on the line from Texas. Jana, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. I got in kind of on the middle of your discussion, but you were talking about the co-op schools in a church, and years ago my children were a part of a small church, and we used an Abeka program that utilized video, and we loved it. So how is Liberty's co-op school run without having to hire a bunch of teachers for the different grades, because our church is interested in a school?
Well, I would suggest that you contact me through Pastor Jeff, and we can help walk you through it. But each student's parent would sign them up in our LUOA program, and then as together they would get cooperatively working together within the church and through the pastor so that they can do the social aspect of it. But all of the curriculum that they would do through Liberty and LUOA would be fully accredited and fully certified teachers teaching the information in all the classes and all that kind of thing. So if you want to go online, you can go to liberty.edu/LUOA and gain a lot of information. We have a great website that explains a lot of it.
Yeah, very good. Jana, anything else on that?
Nope, I just thought this is a great answer to what we might need at our church going forward, and I would love to present it.
Yeah, I think it can be very helpful to many parents and to many congregations, so encourage you to go online and check that out. But thanks for calling today, and thanks for listening. All right, Glenn, in the last just couple minutes that we have, let me switch gears on you. And since you are involved in the Republican Party there in Alaska, how do you think Donald Trump has done in his first 6 months?
Well, I appreciate the aspect that Donald Trump cares about this country and the people of this country. And so as he works towards solving situations and problems, I pray for him every day so that God would give him wisdom and discernment and clarity of thought, clearness of mind. And as he works with people and puts his cabinet together and gets them going, and then in all of these aspects, I'm just praying that he'll apply biblical principles to everything that he's doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I asked a pastor friend of mine who knows Donald Trump and has been involved with him for years, and I said, do you think Trump is a true believer or someone who's not far from the kingdom? Because obviously Trump is very open to spiritual things. And he said, no, I think he's really made a commitment of his life to Christ. And he said, I think he's genuine and, you know, baby Christian, obviously, and he's been he's been in the flesh for a long time, and so he kind of knows street fighting and from New York and that kind of thing. But it was encouraging to me to see somebody that is on the inside, somebody that knows and really thinks that Trump does have a genuine relationship with Jesus. So I'm glad, and I encourage other pastors and other Christians out there, pray for Donald Trump. He needs our help. It's hard to be that guy. You have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders and people shooting at you all the time, and that is not easy. Well, Glenn Clary has been my guest today, the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Alliances. Glenn, just tell real quick how people can get in touch with you if they want to ask questions.
Well, they could email me at gclary@liberty.edu if they want, or they can go through you, Pastor Jeff. And I appreciate this time that we've had and the opportunity to be on your show. Thank you very much for allowing me to do that. And I hope the things that we've shared are a blessing to many families across this nation and to pastors, that there is hope that you can provide for these students in Amen. Alternative education.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Well, go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.